A meteorologist, Michael Paddy, has asked Ghanaians to brace up for more rains in the coming days. He told Radio Ghana that high pressure systems over the Atlantic system have intensified. Mr. Paddy explained further on Behind the News with Agatha Samoa.
The high pressure system over the South Atlantic Ocean has intensified, and when such a situation occurs, it pumps more air or wind, which carries a lot of moisture from the ocean towards the land. So such a situation occurred, and other systems like the direction and speed of the wind has come in place. So that's why we experienced such a situation of heavy downpours.
Well, Michael, would we experience heavy rains this year?
Yes, occasionally we expect to experience heavy rains like we had today. But in the general, we expect below average rainfall. It doesn't mean that instantaneously we cannot experience heavy rainfall, but in totality, it has been forecast that the rain will be slightly below average.
Slightly below average, what exactly do you mean? Can you explain that?
Well, when we take long-term rainfall, like over 30 years, which represents the climate of the area, then we expect what we would experience for the year to be slightly below the mean.
All right, so in times when there are heavy rains with this thunder and lightning, what are the precautions that one should take?
Well, it is very advisable that one should stay indoors and you can escape lightning. Lightning is very dangerous to human health and property. So during this time, we should try to keep ourselves indoors.
A meteorologist, Michael Paddy. Meanwhile, the director in charge of Hydromet at NADMO, Sarah Dinku, says the organization is mounting a 24-hour surveillance to respond to any emergency.
We have dispatched 8 teams to the various areas that we receive the calls, like Lekman, Gan Central, Awoshi, and the Cocoa Beach. All the areas that we have received these stress calls, we dispatched teams of 5 to each of these areas to do search and rescue. People have been trapped in their rooms, and our teams were there to rescue them. And also, trees have fallen, and our teams were there to cut off and clear the road. And people were trapped in their taxis in front of GPC, for example, and our teams were there to rescue the people. So all over, in Accra, for example, we have had distress calls and we have responded to these calls appropriately. In all, 14 people were rescued, but a whole lot of people have been displaced, especially around the Cocoa Beach community in Lekman, Teshi, Greater Village, A-Life, Container, Rasta area, the Awoshi, and Glefe, Dansuma, AME, Dansuma, Agege, and Glefe. So we have been at a crunch meeting, and our people are on 24-hour alert. And these rescue teams comprise 48 regiments. It's a joint team from 48 regiments here, Ghana Fire Service, police. They were all in the field with us to do the rescue.